BBC Radio Merseyside Sport with Alan Jackson.
Yes, into part three of the programme, and it's our non-league preview review, followed by golf, followed by our in-depth interview with the one-time Liverpool manager, Roy Evans. Welcome indeed. Alan Jackson with you till 10 o'clock. Hayden Priest joins me, talking non-league preview review. Let's start off the pitch in more ways than one, if we can, Hayden, with the news from Runcorn that Alvin McDonald and his number two have actually left the club.
Well, yes, Alvin had been at the Halton Stadium in the hot seat there just since October. But a statement came out from Runcorn after the victory against Orpington Town and said due to the financial situation at Runcorn and now looking for a new angle, Alvin has left the club. And that's very sad for Alvin, who'd done such a great job at Vauxhall over the years, had an unfortunate experience in the conference at Northwich, and now the Runcorn job just hasn't lasted for him.
Well, let's talk to the Runcorn chairman, Dr. David Robertson, who's always good to come to the wicket, if you'll pardon the phrase, David, as soon as I were talking football. But it sounds as if it's no laughing matter at the minute at Runcorn. You've been down this road before once or twice, haven't you?
Well, it seems almost as if it's part of life in the at our level. Yes, I was personally very disappointed at the fact that we had to lose Alvin. Alvin came with an established reputation. He leaves with an established reputation. Nothing that's happened in the time he's been at Runcorn has in any way detracted from his stature as a manager in non-league football in the Northwest. And I personally wish him well. But given our deteriorating financial situation, the need to make the best use of what little money we have available meant that I believe we had to move towards player management style of management. And so we made a move, and last night Steve Soley took charge as player manager, along with Steve Carragher as his assistant.
Now, how serious is the financial situation? You need a few bob, don't you, to get you through the rest of the season?
Yeah, we do. At the beginning of the season, I mean, as I said to you before, we know it's tough at our level, and particularly at Runcorn. We never have had large sums of money available to the club. And at the beginning of the season, we set down a few markers for the season to tell us how we were going to be going, to give us warnings, and made a few plans of things we were going to do, sought sponsorship from a number of areas. And in the last 4 weeks, I've seen some of those markers not materialise. I've seen things that we were hopeful for happening not taking place. And I advise the board that, in my opinion, we were at serious risk of not having enough money to see out the season. And we needed to take some significant action to improve the situation. And that's resulted in a number of meetings taking place, a number of initiatives, some of which are ongoing at the present moment, but basically making it clear to the public of Halton that this was a serious situation. It wasn't just another time the club saying, oh, we're a bit short of cash. In the circumstances we're in, we don't currently have available to us.
We were hoping, though, David, all of us involved in football, that these times were perhaps behind you. Once you moved from your last ground at Canal Street, and I think you got some money for that, and then moved with a deal done with the council to the Halton Stadium.
What happened when we moved out of Canal Street is that the English partnerships exercised their right to retain 50% of the benefit that we achieved from the planning permission we got for selling houses, as the planning permission that was in present when we took over the ground, when we purchased it from them. So there was £300,000 worth of development money which the club thought it would have available to it. And in previous years, in discussions with English partnerships, it had been suggested that money could be reinvested in the locality. That went, and so we had our debts cleared, and we were playing at the stadium. And I think everybody believed that our gates at the stadium would exceed those at Canal Street significantly. We had a free game against Bishop Auckland before we left Canal Street, and we had nearly 900 people come to watch us. So we thought, in the new stadium, New situation and a really nice facility to play in and to watch the game from, that our gates would go up, but unfortunately they haven't. So at the beginning of this season, we said, right, let's make a determined effort to get our gates up to at least 400 per game, with eventually a target of 700. And it hasn't materialised. After the press releases in Runcorn on Friday, the gate against Alfreton was our lowest of the season.
Why is this, David? I mean, you've been flying the flag for non-league football in Halton for many a year.
Well, I've asked myself that same question, and I'm not quite sure what the answer is at the moment. I can't believe that there aren't 700 people on average who are interested in non-league football.
Would it help to change your name? Is this bridge business a problem to you, with Runcorn on one side of the bridge and Widnes on the other?
I think the bridge is a problem to us. It has been a problem to us at the beginning of the seasons when they've been working on it, and it's reduced the number of people being able to get across easily. But there are Runcorn spectators who will visit us playing games in Hucknall Town, but won't come and visit us playing at Widnes. Now they have the reasons for doing that, but it does mean that a small group of hardcore Runcorn supporters have never seen us play at the stadium. And essentially, what we need is a good turnout for our home games at the stadium to help us with our expenses, but also to provide the basis from which we can develop our marketing and all those other strategies which generate finance for the club apart from the straightforward gate receipts.
Well, I think you need about 120,000, don't you, to raise for the rest of the season. We're going to keep on top of this one, David. If any help we can give you this end, then by all means, let's know. And who are you playing Saturday?
We're away at Barrow on Saturday. I mean, we've had some good responses up to now. We've had assistance from Maggie Fowler and Super Temps in Runcorn. And yesterday we needed a sponsor for our cup game against Carlisle, and Riddlehurst Butchers in Widnes Market came forward and helped us out. So we're hopeful that the business community and the local community will rally round and give us a clear steer that people do want a non-league football team in Halton, and that the kind of things we're trying to do at the moment to generate that support will also be ongoing features. So there'll be a number of groups helping us, not just now to get out of this particular mess, but to develop the future for us.
David, we'll talk again soon, and let's hope it's good news next time.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's Chairman of Runcorn, Dr. David Robertson. Come on, Halton, what's wrong with you, for goodness sake? I mean, let me know if there's a real problem. Let me know, if you will, please, and let's get it ironed out.